Welcome to Ironcast, the podcast of SharperIron.org. Today's interview with Hugh Hewitt. Hugh is an evangelical Christian who's the host of a nationally syndicated radio show heard in more than 70 cities nationwide. He's a professor of law at Chapman University Law School, where he teaches constitutional law. He's the author of Blog. Hewitt has received 3 Emmys during his decade of work. He's authored a number of other books, including In But Not Of. And he's a weekly columnist for the Daily Standard, the online edition of the Weekly Standard. Hewitt was a major inspiration to the starting of SharperIron.org.
Well, I think there's a website called Hewitt Inspired Blogs, which has maybe 75 or 80, but I hope I've had a hand in more than that. But what's more important than that is that every blogger who has begun leads someone else into it, because it sharpens the mind, it increases your ability to input the world, and I think it just makes you a much more contemplative individual, much more purposeful in how you lead your day if you're writing stuff down about it.
He gave us a few minutes of his time during a commercial break on his show to share with us his thoughts about blogging. You say in your book on page 124, if you're a leader, you ought to be blogging, and the folks that you lead ought to be reading that blog. Can you explain that?
Sure. If you're in a position of leadership, folks look to you to be inspired. They look to you to get daily guidance. They just sometimes need a little extra. So if the most important thing they're doing is following your guys in business or in ministry or even a sports leader to that extent, they want more of you than you have time to give them. Well, you can extend your day, you can extend your influence by making yourself available through a blog, especially if folks are truly looking for guidance from you. Give it to them. Give them more of yourself every single day through a blog.
So you said your chapter you wrote, a dozen blogs you would launch if you were, and I kind of didn't like the fact that there was a fisherman on there, but maybe pastor wasn't on there. But why do you think pastors should blog?
Well, I think pastors are natural communicators. They always go too long in the church anyway, right? The sermon's always long. How long do you preach for, Jason? Are you a 25-minute guy?
Probably 35 to 40.
You see, you're already 10 or 15 minutes too long in the Presbyterian worldview, but this gives you the opportunity to lay it down. People can study it. You can do links to better citations. You can send them right to Scripture. It's a natural thing. My friend Mark D. Roberts really opened my eyes to this. He does a great blog.
You say high consumers of info are typically at the top of their fields, and they have the information advantages key to success in almost every field. Why do you think blogging is meeting that versus mainstream media?
Because mainstream media does not let most of America in on the game. Mainstream media is a center-left dominated, increasingly hard-left dominated, controlled monopoly by people who have shared worldview. So folks like you and me who happen to be Christian are applying themselves almost completely X'd out of the day-to-day manufactured news until the blogosphere came along. People who are center-right conservatives, the same thing. It's the gates are down and the barbarians, that would be you and me, are over the wall. It's a great thing.
Okay, I read a stat that 92% of all bloggers are under the age of 30. Why is that?
Because they're comfortable with the technology. One of my great missions is to try and tell older people that they cannot be technologically less proficient than me. I'm a complete knucklehead on this, but I'm able to post every single day. I'm able to put thousands of words up. And so I want folks to understand there is really no serious barrier to getting in. There are lots of good systems out there. The easiest one is blogspot.com, in my opinion. So get with it.
So why does, last question, you wrote In But Not Of. How does In But Not Of relate to blog?
It's all the same. First, you got to live in the world, and you got to communicate what you're doing. You got to go back
on
the air.
So much.
Jason, my pleasure. Thank you.
Sharper Iron is a website, blog, and forum whose mission is to edify Christian brothers and sisters by providing a place to publish and discuss news and ideas from a Christian, biblical, fundamentalist worldview.